God, we're alive! Oh, Abby, we're alive!
Oh, it's what I saw before. This is all that's left.
But there's nothing!
All wiped out in an instant. Oh, those poor people.
So why weren't we? Why are we here?
I think we arrived too late. In the instant of the explosion, we were drawn to the voices crying out.
Whatever the meteor was made of.
It echoed in time and space, so it shone like a beacon.
Oh, drawing us to the flame. So everything we saw, Nan and Daniel, the pub and the library...
Already gone. An echo, burning off the energy of the impact, just so we could hear their voices.
So they could say goodbye.
And so they could warn us. We had an affinity with them.
Abby, we're dying. Oh, now I know. I can feel it. It's why I couldn't teleport away. I felt sick for so long, even before I got pregnant.
All this time, we've been fading away. The Grace let us go, but we never asked how long we'd have.
I don't want to... I don't want to just fade away.
I know.
I'm going to have a baby.
And that has got to be our priority now. Whatever happens to us, we're going to save the baby, yeah?
Yeah. What do you want to do?
Come on your feet. We have to find somewhere safe just to get our breath back before...
Abby, look!
What? It's a spaceship.
Yeah, I can see that.
But the people here haven't got off their planet yet.
Oh, it can't be a coincidence. Something to do with the meteor?
Or it's looking for us.
Yeah, we'll find out. Hello? We don't mean any harm.
Oh, someone's coming. It's Merrick!
Pleased to see me, babe.
We thought you died. When the sphere collapsed, we thought...
Zora!
Babe, I don't understand...
What have you done? Why did you shoot? You think that we didn't do anything.
You thought you'd killed me. Sorry to disappoint.
No, wait. We were only trying to...